You're listening to KNKX. Saving endangered salmon and steelhead in Washington State can seem like a mission with miserable prospects, but one nonprofit has made it into a game that they say is a lot like fantasy football. And this year they've got schools involved. More from 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The game is called Survive the Sound, and the fish it's focused on is steelhead. That's Washington state fish, a special salmonid, because it has the potential to go out to the ocean and back to spawn multiple times. But research ecologist Iris Kemp says many aren't.
Steelhead are having an issue out-migrating through Puget Sound waters.
Kemp is with the nonprofit Long Live the Kings. She's working on a study called the Salish Sea Survival Project, and steelhead pose one of the biggest mysteries.
So they're leaving the rivers, but after they leave the rivers, before they get to the ocean, in that two-week period, about 80% of them die.
That's based on data from tags inserted into the fish to track them in cooperation with federal scientists at NOAA Fisheries. It's a huge puzzle based on a whole lot of depressing data because there are so many factors at play. It could be predators getting them, pollution weakening them. The list goes on.
And so we said, well, we've got tracking data. Let's make a race out of it and let's make a fun game out of it. And Survive the Sound was born.
That's the game's project coordinator, Lucas Hall. He says this year they've provided tools for school teachers to get classrooms involved, and they're reaching about 30,000 pupils.
And the idea is that you try to look at all these 48 funny-looking fish at survivethesound.org. You pick a fish, you link up their friends, family, and coworkers, and then you kind of have a friendly competition. Smack talk encouraged.
The colorful avatars, such as Bubbles or Fishy McFishface, are based on last year's data. The rivers they're running are the Nisqually and the Skokomish. The virtual run starts May 7th and ends May 18th. Playing the game does cost individuals a minimum $5 donation to choose one fish. In return, you get daily updates about what's happening on your run and why. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.